You ready?
About 72. Back in the day when we were slaves, I bet we was some cool last name. But now we won't just let my nigga back out to make his ass black out. Or even pull your
butt. What's up, everybody? This is a special episode 4.5 Top Hip Hop Groups of All Time. This is your host, Joey Kenny, aka Brother Red. I'm with my man, Sugar J. What's up, Sugar? Looks like you got a special guest with you. What's up, man? What's up? Let me turn this audio down a little bit so I can turn you up. Let me turn that down so I can turn you up. All right. What's up, Jay?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Let's get into it, man. We done made it all the way down to our final five picks for our countdown top 15 groups in hip hop all time. Jay, we heard a little bit of foreshadowing from our boys from ATL. They are in that top five, I think, for both of us. But I'll go ahead and you want to kick it off? Who you got clocking in number five?
Am I number five here? Wait, get back. Let me spill something here. Now, number five, Joey.
Yes, sir.
And this is probably damn near the 10th time we've tried to do this.
Indeed.
And so, in reality, man, there's tons and tons of groups out there that are deserving of top 15. And for a lot, you know, everybody listens to different music. And this month, number five pick wasn't originally in my top 15. I guess I just overlooked it. But nonetheless, I think they're well-deserving. BDP, Boogie Down Productions.
Oh, yes, indeed. And here we go.
What a relief. When will the product cease? This is another public service announcement. You can believe it or you can doubt it. Let us begin now with the cow. The way it gets to your plate and how. The cow doesn't grow fast enough for man. So through his greed, he makes a faster plan. He has drugs to make the cow grow quicker. Through the stress, the cow gets sicker. 21 different drugs are pumped into the cow in one big lump. So just before it dies, it cries in the slaughterhouse full of germs and flies. Off with the head, they pack it, drain it, cart it, and there it is in your local supermarket. Red and bloody, a corpse, neatly packed. And you wonder about heart attacks? Come on now, man, let's be for real. You all what you eat is the way I feel. But the Food and Drug Administration will tell you meat is the perfect combination. See cows live under fear and stress, trying to think what's gonna happen next. Fear and stress can become a part of you. In your cells and blood, this is true.
There you go, man. Since day.
Believe it. You preserve those cells. You freeze it. Throw it out with the blood and season it. Then you sit down and begin eating it. In your body, its structure becomes your structure. All the fear and stress of another. Any drug is addictive by any name. Even drugs in meat, they are the same. The FDA has America strung out. On drugs and beef, no doubt. So if you think that what I say is a bunch of crap, tell yourself you're gonna try and stop.
This whole song?
See, you can't compete. It's the number one drug on the street, not crack.
There we go.
See, man, hey, man, you cut it there. And maybe that's what people question about KIS sometimes, a little preachy, man. He's pretty much saying meat is worse than crack.
I believe this started your voyage into, or at least into being a vegetarian, correct?
Made me think about it, but damn, I look at some of these, I've been watching the show Alive. No, not Alive, Alone, and these cats have to kill some animals and stuff, and it's like, man, I don't look at that as crack, but nonetheless, man, I've been, vegetarian for about 20 years, and this kind of, it makes you think. So what can you say?
Yeah, well, you
know, kind of a bullshit song.
You know, a good friend of ours, I thinking about beef, and then just you talking about that show. Remember that movie? This is a little sidebar. Remember, I think it was you, myself, our good friend who passed, little Josh, who went to go see Alive.
Yeah, and they had to eat each other. Somebody got to eat. And I remember that Italian dude was about to beat Josh's ass. He had a friend behind us. But, yeah, man, but.
That dude was so funny, man. He was a clown. Man, shout out to our boy Josh, man. Rest in peace, homie. That little dude was a riot. But yeah, getting back to beef, man. BDP, good pick, man. And why? Tell the people why.
It's kind of, you know, Criminal Minded, classic record, really rooted it. Really, it was a set a tone for hip hop, too. But the Edutainment, the album that Beef song's on, great album, man. That was kind of really where I got more into it. What else? The Blueprint of Hip Hop was on there. What else is there?
We got By Any Means Necessary.
Classic. Yeah, By Any Means Necessary.
Edutainment.
Edutainment. Yeah, Edutainment. That's
The beef. That's where beef came from. And then they had the sex and violence.
Gonna get you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's gonna get you.
Yeah. So that's why they're my number top. That's my number five, brother.
Okay, number five. All right. So my number five. I'm gonna go ahead and, you know me, I like to bring a little music. So I'm just gonna introduce them. But a little bit of this. Make sure. And
what's up, man? Where's the music at?
Oh, here we go, buddy. You wanted it? Here we go.
Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Going on and on to the rhythm variation. Waking in the morning, I still represent the nation. When I speak the nation, please don't make the deviation.
Deviations
of the party will create the just sensation. Mind is a pit of different information. Microphone is on, so I cross communication. Over at the party when you got the vocalization.
Tribe Called Quest. I got them clocking in at number five. Quick dive into their discography. Started with People. Started with People's Instinctive Travels and Passive Rhythm, Low End Theory, Midnight Marauders, which I've told you many times. It's really down between that one or Marvin Gaye's What's Going On? What's Happening, Brother? That album, for me, greatest of all time. I mean, I'm talking any genre. I mean, that Midnight Marauders, man, is just something really, really special.
It is, man. It's pleasant. It's pleasant listening.
Yes, exactly. Like, I don't care who you are. And I remember watching something. I believe Scarface was talking about that album in particular. He's like, man, it's the perfect album, and it is, because I keep that one. In fact, I got two copies of that album, and they're in both my wife's vehicle and my vehicle. That's okay.
Yeah, man.
It's all good.
I know. Hey, man. Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna lock the door.
Is that my man AC?
Yeah, more like shitty. It is shitty. Lock that door, man. He needs to. Go tell your mom. I'm gonna do the podcast. You gotta tell your mom first. Hey, but now, yeah. Listen, man. Midnight Marauders, Beat Ronson Live.
Yeah, that's the one that you really like. I was jamming to that last night. And then they had Love
Movement. You got the CD up on the wall?
Yeah. In fact, here, let me hit the wall real quick. My little wall of the illustrious wall. Let's see if we can get a little shot of the wall. All the goats, or at least some of them. Hopefully you guys can see that. Can we get a little shot there? Are you able to see it? Oh, hold on a second. We lost our feed. We're going blind for a second, Smokey. Hold on.
I hope we don't have to re-record this damn thing.
Nah, we're good. No, we're good. There we go. There's the wall. Oh.
Okay.
We're going paper pilot, yeah. Man. This is some ghetto, you know what. But you know what, folks? We're having fun, and it's COVID season. So you know what? Go find something that you enjoy doing. And because we just started, I wanted to make sure, too, big shout-out to our sponsor, Anchor.fm, easiest way to start a podcast, man. Jay, isn't it pretty easy? I started it, and I'm no tech person. Is that correct?
I mean, it sounds easy, man. I trust your word. You know, most shit's too hard for me. I'm too late or lazy. And I don't have the patience.
All right. Well, hey, Anchor.fm, you're not going to get a better plug than that. All right. Now, getting back into it. Like we said, Beats Rhyming Life, you got the Love Movement, and then your boy Busta Bus filled in for Fifey with We Got It From Here. Thank you for your service. But, you know, stellar career. So that's who I got at number five. Now, who you got at number four, Jay? Who you got at number four?
Who I got at number four? Outkast.
Now, do you want to go in on their discography, or you want me to jump right into a little bit of some tunes?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Because we recorded this the other night.
Right.
I went and hung out with my boy Seth Lauer, who's on the Artist Lounge. And I've been real critical of Andre, man. You know, I think that's kind of what one thing we've always talked about with Tribe is just, you know, the parody with as far as Fife and Q-Tip. Q-Tip's smooth. And then you got Five, who's kind of more street, but it's clever. It closes the door. And so I'm always critical of Andre with Outkast, but then I listened to that Southern playlist, the kind of like music, and I actually think Big Boy really held that up a little bit more.
He did.
Than Andre.
I agree. And I mean, he goes in right from the jump.
Yeah, so that's a great album, man. And that really set a tone. That really, trying to think at the time, man, you know, you had, that really put Atlanta really on the map. And I think Criss Cross was, around that time, too. But that really wasn't.
Yeah, that was more like a little kid thing.
Yeah, that was kind of some kid radio stuff, and this other playlist of Cadillac Music came along and really blew up the spot, man. And even at that time, they didn't get any like huge commercial success. Yeah, I think they had a couple video or two. And then came ATLiens, and to me, ATLiens is at least definitely a top 10 album. Definitely, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth here, but I was going to say top five.
Oh, you can say it. You can say it. Yeah, say it. Say it. Yeah. Most definitely.
And then so, and then of course, Equimini, you know, you talk to various people, they'll tell you Equimini could be what? In their top, ATL's or Equimini could be in their top five. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty deep catalog. And then St. Coney, I was hanging with the young kid who was, I think, not a kid, but he was like 28, 29, he's young to me. And he was talking about Stankonia.
And Stankonia, to me, that's kind of where we could see a little bit of the chinks in the armor, a little bit. Because that Love Below, man, I'm sorry, that was a clunker. I wish they hadn't did that one. And you know what? That's hip-hop's most highest-selling album of all time. So, obviously, millions of people love that album. It just wasn't for me. I know that they were stretching their artistic bones a little bit, but I wasn't feeling that one. That Speaker Box Love Below. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not even going to check. To tell you the truth, Joey, man, I'm basing my number four pick on that. Me not even pretending that don't even exist, because it really don't exist to me. I don't listen to that shit. But I'm going with those. Man, you give me Southern Playlist of catalog music. You give me, yeah, because man, there's just dope shit at the time, man. Right. And that's just the reality of it. You give me Southern Playlist of catalog music, ATL into Equimini just in itself. And you can argue that it being number one, a stretch, three albums in a row. So, but this little Speaker Box shit, man, I don't listen to that. That Hey Now, man, it's kind of a feel good song. You know, you listen on the radio, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So nonetheless, man, that's my number four.
Okay, so here let's get into a little bit with some cast. I'm with you, man. Like. Now, one thing I do want to mention with Cass, because they're on my list as well, and so we might as well cover them a little bit. I like that Idlewild, and to me, that kind of redeemed them, because I like the soundtrack for that, and I would tell people, because I know the critics weren't like big fans of the musical. I don't like musicals, because most musicals are really corny. Like, you know, they always like set up the singing things, you know, and I'm not big on that. This one they did it real slick. Like the way they did it, it just felt very natural. Versus, you know, with most musicals, it always is some big number. You know what I mean? And the way they did it in this one is just part of the movies. You know what I mean? So, check out Idlewild. The soundtrack's pretty dope. And I tell you what, Andre, he had a cartoon on Cartoon Network. I think it ran for a couple years called Class 3000. Yeah, so you got a little one right there. Man, folks, go check out that Class 3000, man. That is a fun show for kids. You know, Andre stuck his big toe in that one. So, yeah, that's Outkast. Jay, let's cue up a little music real quick. And let's do a little something like this here.
Is this for you, number four?
No, this is your number four, but I'm saying let's go ahead and cue
up. I know, it's your number four.
I know. I'm going to go to my number four, but I'm saying let's go ahead and cue up the music. You know what I mean? For Outkast, because they're on my list as well. So there's no use in covering them again. You know what I mean? So people will hear where they are on my list, but let's go ahead and hit them with a little bit.
Me and everything around me, it's unstable like Chernobyl, ready to go at any moment, dropping like a robo stick. Life never lived up to my expectations, so I accept the patience, expect the worst, but now I'm pacing back and forth inside, I'm melting like water on wicked bitches. A monster truck no came and ran over my picket fences. I had the best of life in my clenches, but monkey wrenches was wrong. I chair things sit on, my prayers sing too long. I fall asleep before the ending, don't even get to say amen. I hope he understand I be on bended knees. At times I think I'm crazy, then I say forget it, or maybe it's the devil infiltrating and like minutes. Oh, I've been fighting this since them fetus days. I'm got from 1 to 20 when I'm through, repeat the phrase. It's just a phase, it's gonna all pass, but that gets old too. I'm weakening like a deacon doing dirt, where am I supposed to? Mm-hmm.
knobs to broomsticks. We're looking to start some new shit. I'm writing this rhyme in fate, so when you hear it, hope you do it. My nigga, you do it like swooshes. The lyrical cleansing nuisance. Wiping away your germs and filling your craniums with juices. See, more goes on. My slick flow blows on. Straight from West Savannah, Georgia, but the Swats is my home. Never go wrong, cause the nigga's static in that ass. Ain't that bad. Mosquitoes, now we goes. I'm proud of UPO, but selling your crack exact same. I'm glad I'm white, not black. Shit on the real, that's how the mics is really act. When your back was turned, them slack alert, and now we falling apart. You look at me in my eye, but you ain't feeling me in your heart. Yes, yes, love, give me the power. We live in the final hour. These niggas, they leave me stranded like Rapunzel in the tower. Now or never, let's stick together and overcome. But they don't feel like watching, cause their shoes just overrun. Ain't that a bitch?
Great selection. All right, let's get into my number four. My number four, I got Public Enemy, Flavor Flav, Chuck D, Terminator X, Professor Griff, Sister Soldier, and the S1Ws. Yeah, man, it came in 87, Yo Bum Rush the Show. 88, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. 1990, Fear of a Black Planet. 1991, Apocalypse 91, Enemy Strikes Black. Then you got 94, Music Hour Message. Then you got He Got Game Soundtrack in 88, or 98, I'm sorry. Then you got 99, There's a Poison Going On. And then 2002, after that, I stopped kind of, because even those last three, after He Got Game, I ain't really messed with him too much. I kind of checked
it. Nah, I didn't either, man.
It was like, was it Revolver, Lucian? But yeah, you know, Chuck, to me, after that, he became a little corporate. And I know that you had some issues with that as well. But I'll tell you what, man. That Yo Bum Rush the Show classic album.
Well, some cat, hey, Nick, some know. Cat, and just quickly, you know, some cats kind of took over that. You know, Dead Prez came in, Nonfiction came in and did their thing. Jedi Mind Tricks kind of was on some heavy shit. The Coup, so they kind of, and I really do. I don't know, you know, I'm a big Dead Prez fan, so. But yeah, nonetheless, you know, that stretch run they had four or five albums. I mean, it is what it is. You can't. That's what they did. It's true.
You ain't lying. Now, getting into just a couple. You know, I was name a couple cuts from some of the albums on that Yo Bum Rush the Show. Yeah, My Uzi Weighs a Ton. I like that one. Another one I like was that Too Much Posse, and then of course Yo Bum Rush the Show, the actual. The album title song. Then you got, you know, after your Bum Rush the Show, we got Takes the Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. That was a banger. That was, you know, that's when they really, and this is where I think that for younger people, a little bit older than you and I, but you know, like in their college or like late high school, college years, they started getting onto to Public Enemy. And it was kind of rebellious, and it was safe rebellious for them. So then when they get older and they become corporate, you know, hey, Chuck D's friendly. See what I'm saying? And so I get where you're saying a little bit where Chuck, it just seemed like he kind of lost steam in a little bit of his message, at least the authority, being like the moral authority, like you said, some other groups kind of picked that up. But yeah, Bring the Noise, Don't Believe the Hype, Terminator X on the Edge of Panic. Terminator X is an underrated DJ and producer. And I tell you what, that was another thing. Hank Shockley and his brother, the Bomb Squad. That Bomb Squad, man, those guys, man, they sonically, they would blow out your eardrums. You know, that's
the... Yeah, that's what really changed about Public Enemy was, I mean, it's that sound, that crazy weird energy that, like, it was just like, shit, get your heart rate up.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? And that's what changed about them.
Yeah, well, Chuck Mello, I think Chuck Mello, he got game, was real mellow. And I think
he
not that Chuck... was a yeller, but just his voice is so powerful. But he just kind of, but nonetheless.
Yeah, it looks like you're nothing, Chuck, we know.
All right, so I tell you what, that's we're at number four right there. That's my number four. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead, because this is a good time to take a break, because we're almost at 30 minutes. So that's perfect time. We're going to go ahead, play a selection from Public Enemy. After that selection, we've got some words from our sponsor, Anchor.fm. After that, you guys go ahead, get yourself something to drink, get yourself something to eat, go to the restroom, do what you got to do. Join us on the flip side. Jason and I are going to finish up with our top three as we count it down. Top five groups, actually top 15 groups in hip-hop all time. We've made it down to 5 through 1. So let's jump into it. Here's our selection for.
What is the song called?
You talking to me?
Yeah, here's our selection for Public Enemy. Let me pull it up real quick.
Better not be putting He Got Game on there, whatever.
No, sir. This is something that's.
He Got Game.
And this is one of the best intros I think that you'll ever hear in a rap song. And you know, and this is one of those songs where you know this shit's hype soon as you hear this.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You have S1W, you get to step in.
Oh, damn. Well, he's working up in this motherfucker.
Another song.
That motherfucker.
Sponsor anchor.fm. Go ahead, get your drinks, get your sodas, get your popcorn, get your snacks, go to the restroom, join us on the flip side as we keep counting down to the number one group all time in hip hop. Top 15 groups in hip-hop all time. We just heard a legendary track cut from the Ghetto Boys. Now, we left off at number three. So, Jay, hit us with your number three. Who's your number three group?
Ghetto Boys, GB, son.
All right.
Surprise.
The GBs. And Jay said, hey, I'm going to let you handle this one, so I'm going to go in on these guys. Let's just look at, we'll just do a real quick rundown of the albums. First album, not the group that most people know and love. This group.
Hey, Joe.
Yo. What's up?
Hey, man, something tells me we'll be talking about them again.
Yes, we will.
Is it possible?
Yes, we will be talking about them again. We're just going to do a
quick... I'd rather wait, man. But Ghetto Boys, man, I have some basic shit to say. How about that?
All right, yeah, go ahead.
And then, basically, I really started really getting into Ghetto Boys. Yeah, I've heard of some of the stuff, but We Can't Be Stopped, Minds Playing Tricks on Me, that's really what set them off. And that's really, I think, what probably their real big crossover success was that We Can't Be Stopped, Minds Playing Tricks on Me. Of course, shit, I'm White Boy. And I say that's just a lot of people in general. You know, we were in the Midwest.
Right.
So,
right.
And then After that, I know what, what's his name? I was about to say Killer Mike, but,
Big Mike.
Who's,
Big Mike.
Huh?
Big Mike from the Convicts.
Big Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Whatever album, that album was dope as fuck too, man. And then that Crooked Officer on there. And Damn, It Feels Good to Be a Gangster. Isn't that on that album?
Yeah, a lot of the songs off that album was actually featured, I think, on Office Space. Because Mike Judge is from Texas. So he was a big, you know, big Ghetto Boys fan. And there was some controversy, actually, because one of the songs that was in that movie, Ted Cruz did a parody of Hillary Clinton back, you know, with the whole computer stuff. And I guess her destroying computers or telling people to destroy computers or files or something. And so Willie D actually went on, I believe it was Yahoo.
Ted Cruz is a bitch.
Yeah, he went after Ted Cruz. He went on Yahoo Morning News and demanded an apology from Ted Cruz. So that was pretty funny. So that's a little side note.
Nonetheless, so yeah, but then really, man, to me, and we had we've gone over like Public Enemy and BDP. I think Run the Jewels was in my top 10. A lot of people make some political statements, make social commentary. But come on, man, I'm gonna tell you this: Resurrection. You can't really tell me. I mean, really, man, there's just Resurrection. Come on, man. You can't tell me that, I won't even go there, but Resurrection to me is a top 10 album. We talked about that.
Yeah.
So, and you know, that's later in their career, too. That's later in their career. So,
right.
You know, this is after they've had crossover success. They're in every household names. I was telling Joey how, what was it, a few weeks ago, I was talking, you know, with the guy, the Trump supporter, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get into that, but I played a Willie D song, and the first thing he said is that that's the Ghetto Boys? And I was like, yeah, that's Willie D from the Ghetto Boys. And it was Welfare Bitches. So, yeah, nonetheless.
Welfare, get away from Welfare Bitches.
Check it out, man. And that's what came, you know, that's, he would recognize that.
Yeah.
So, man, they were able to touch, reach a lot of people.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that guy listens to them now, which I'm sure he doesn't.
Right.
But it's crazy that in that moment, man, he was able to he recognized that. And it probably brought him back to when he was younger. So nonetheless, man, Ghetto Boys, independent label, come on.
Rap a lot.
I'm big on independent labels.
Yes.
Ghetto Boys didn't have to sell out, man. And they just never had to play that fucking game.
That's right.
I respect that about them.
That's right. That's right. They didn't have to play that game. And, you know, looking at our list, we can go ahead and jump in, man. Because, you know, I'll go ahead and say my list. My number three was Outkast. So we've already covered them. And I'll go ahead and give you my number two, just so we can, you know, kind of expedite this combo. I had BDP at my number two. So we've covered, you know, pretty much everybody. And so
my number two is Tribe.
Yeah. So, hey, let's just get to it. The cat's out of the bag for me. My number one is the Ghetto Boys. For everything that my man Shug just said. Yeah. That and the fact, like you said, rap a lot, black owned, independent. Really the first to set that model, Master P. Credits them, Baby and Slim from
Ron Sayers.
They everyone.
Self-pro.
They all credit the Ghetto Boys, and not necessarily the Ghetto Boys, but Rap-A-Lot Records, and it's the Ghetto Boys because that was the vehicle. The Ghetto Boys.
The blueprint.
Yeah, the blueprint, and it, you know, and it's so funny because Real recognizes Real, and I was mentioning this in one of the rehearsal episodes that we did for this. We were talking about that, and I said, you know, Biggie is most people's favorite rapper and considered the greatest rapper of all time. Biggie, I'm not going to get into that. What I'm going to say is this. Biggie didn't have a whole lot of quotes of other rappers in his rhyme. But I do know one quote that he has in his rhyme from a famous Ghetto Boy song. When he says, Willie D told me to let a hoe be a hoe, so. And that, like you said, that talks about the impact. And this is back when New York was shitting on the Ghetto Boys, the radio side, but the streets. And that's what they've always been about, is that movement of the streets. You heard the conversation James Prince had with Larry Hoover. And see, that's the thing with the Ghetto Boys, where they take it up a whole nother level compared to all these other acts. Boogie Down Productions, whether it's Public Enemy. And you can see how high regard we have for these guys. And when I think of the Ghetto Boys, I just say, like, you know what? These guys took everything that those guys did, and then they added, I don't know how else to say it, but they kicked it up a notch as far as intensity, the energy, the urgency of the message, you know? And, like you said, they're probably best known for their raunchy stuff. Like, my oldest brother, he's like, well, the greatest Ghetto Boy song ever is Gangsta of Love, the classic sample of Steve Miller Band. You know, and so that's a whole nother audience of people that know the Ghetto Boys.
Point of No Return. Just like on the back wall there, son. I mean, and Joey Noe remembers his back in what, I think it was the, maybe it was the 99, 2000 winter. He and I were moving out to Oregon, and we drove up to Russell, Kansas, and that's where Bob Dole.
Yes, indeed.
Grew up. That's his territory. I remember it was winter time. It was just fun shit, dude. But
yes, indeed.
Had the winter down in the car, had that shit up, that Point of No Return up loud, man. It felt good, man. It felt good. It tells Bob, don't keep your motherfucking mouth shut.
Before a nigga beat your old ass up, jumping on a rap bandwagon ain't helping it. You need to be concerned about the motherfucking deficit. Really? Now, just real quick into the group. The first orientation of the Ghetto Boys that came out, it was DJ Ready Red, Prince Johnny C, Slim the Jukebox. Okay. And then you also had Bushwick, who was a backup dancer. Then their second album, when they came out with the group that everyone knows and loves, which was Willie D is the front man, the lead guy, DJ Action, which we know as Scarface, and then Bushwick Bill. So they come out with Gripping on That Other Level. And that's the one that really, you know, that one came out just after N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton. And, you know, N.W.A., I mean, once you heard the Ghetto Boys, they blitzkrieged fucking Straight Outta Compton. I mean, it's like, you heard Straight Outta Compton, that shit sounds like a fucking fairy tale compared to Gripping on That Other Level. I mean, like, just on everything. The violence, the sex.
It's weird, but it's almost like some kid shit against some grown man shit.
Well, that and the fact that, like I said, it's just the urgency of that album. Just, you know, the intensity. And that's the thing about the Ghetto Boys. Their intensity, you know, not many can match it. And like you said, they had the Ghetto Boys self-titled album. Rick Rubin, legendary producer. You know, they got into it with Geffen, because Geffen didn't want to distribute, and that was the thing with Rap-A-Lot. They always shopped around for the best distribution deal so they could remain independent. They would never, ever let no one dictate. So they said, fuck Geffen. And said, we're going to do something and, you know, and go back to priority. But we're not going to, if Devin's going to try to screw us, then fuck him. Then we have We Can't Be Stopped, legendary album cover. Where you have Bushwick, but Jay, do you got that album? You got that album cover? We Can't Be Stopped?
Yeah, hold on, man. You keep talking.
Yeah. That We Can't Be Stopped album cover is legendary. You got Bushwick Bill on a gurney. He had just attempted suicide. His eyeball is like hanging out of his eye socket. And you have Willie D and Scarface beside him. One of the most epic, hardcore, I mean, and he's got a cell phone on with a Fifth Ward posse hat. So, and on that album, great songs on that album. There it is. Jay, hold it all the way up. Hold it up.
Wait, shit, damn, sorry.
Yeah, hold it up.
My daughter's over here at the door trying to get up in my room.
There we go.
It's not going to happen.
Back it up just a little bit. Back that up, Jay. There we go. Now, folks, it don't get more gangster than that. It really don't. So.
Hey, man, come on, man. It's for sale, too.
Now, after we can't be stopped till death do us part, Willie D exit the Ghetto Boys, we're going to be doing a special on the Ghetto Boys and the whole Rap-A-Lot movement. Then you have Death Do Us Part, Willie D exits. You have Big Mike. Jason ran down some of the great cuts on that album. Then the pinnacle. And this is where, and Jason and I have talked about this, much like Gangstar, where you have a couple, maybe three albums building up where they're all solid, great albums in their own respect. And then you come with the Mea Culpa. Or not necessarily the Mea Culpa, should I say. That's probably the wrong word usage. Then you come with your greatest work, which is The Resurrection in 1996. Folks, go get The Resurrection album. 1998, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Then we got The Foundation in 2005. And that rounds out their discography. There is not a bad album on there. Making Trouble is probably the weak sauce album, but that's not what the group that everybody knows and loves. That's why James Prince called on Willie D, who was a solo artist for Rap-A-Lot, to head the group, and they knew they had something special with this young man named DJ Action, who changed his name because of the song Scarface on the Grip It on that other level.
I saw a small time dope gang cocaine.
Push your rocks on the block. I'm never broke, man. So, I'm going to play one selection real quick from the Ghetto Boys. This one is actually from the Ghetto Boys' self-titled album that was produced by Rick Rubin. And this is a deep album cut. It's the last song on this album. Shout out to my man, PJ Hayes. We were bumping this in the halls of West Junior. Nobody was even listening to this. I remember this album came out over Christmas break. And I was listening to it in my Walkman. PJ was listening to it. And you guys are going to hear the opening when Scarface comes in. Classic opening. Once again, and Scarface always has this theory of your first lines is where you hook people. So he always makes sure his first, you know, 2-3 bars are just, you have no choice but to listen. So check this out. This is from the Ghetto Boys' self-titled album. And the song is going to be called, let me pull it up, City Under Siege.
You hear that? Let's do it. Come on, girl. Let's do it. Hey, come on. City Under Siege, girl.
What is that?
Well, you're about to find out.
You're about to find out. This is not for the faint of heart. Parents, if you got cool kids like Rudy, let them listen. If they're mature enough to handle it. If not, they may not be ready for this. So
you ready for this?
No, but whatever.
Here we go.
I like to teach the world to be a dumb man just like me. I like to front the world some coke. Let them sell for me.
Born in the ghetto as a street thug. At age 16, I started selling cheap drugs. Ecstasy with culture 3. A year later, I robbed a dope house and stole a key. 36 is what I count. Now multiply 36 to 700 ounces. Bag it up and make my profit. The soft pussy motherfucker in office is trying to stop it.
And the bastard that's stopping the bus is the same motherfucker that delivers to us. The cops, trip across in the middle, man, trying to get the smaller push of power.
The politicians are players. Reagan and Bush were cutting tough for Noriega. Now the juices are sour. Remember, politicians need to see them for power.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a pig.
They don't fly.
Now let's go back to the past. The motherfucker who needs to be
tried his run away his ass. My boy that bust to the CIA, that shit was cold.
Canary ain't on the payroll.
All of a sudden shit changed right after 88.
Yeah.
Ain't that strange? Something got gone too far.
But if you wanna go to war, I'll take you to war.
They don't care about niggas on welfare, as long as their kind ain't there.
You got my keys on freeze.
That stuff is just so.
My city's on the sea.
Today's
fish, get out the base fish, get out the base fish, get out the base fish. When you deep sell out, you can swash that fast. Here's a hit and a half for your ass. Police brutality is not formality. They're kicking the ass and we're paying the salary. The average cop with a badge is a bitch. Back in high school, they used to get their fucking ass kicked. All of a sudden, they're snapping necks. Putting niggas in check, making threats, saying I'm next. I laugh at a motherfucking lawman. Without the peace, bitch, you're nothing but a raw man. You couldn't hang it, we were capping out punching.
So go suck a dick and write a ticket or something. Today's fish, get out the door. Today's fish, get out the door. Today's fish, get out the door. Today's fish, today's fish, get out the door.
Can't understand my city's on the sea. Still be acting cock and cheese. Daddy cooked the bill, got a wagon, riding 93. Got for going to play the act. Guess they think I'm playing crack. Motherfuck the 50s, they can't stop me. Got my corner back. Rocks and rocks and rocks galore. I'm left the cut and then I swore. Never be a stupid ass. I'll never lead a cut no more. The dope game ain't no joke. Motherfuckers would die for this day. Go for broke. Rock house is open and busted. And the bitch that got you busted.
The message, trust.
Pimp on me and I'll make bail. Hot you down and kick your ass through the door. Nigga, Red, grab the pump,
Bill, pass me my nine. Now tell him what's on your mind. You goddamn pants are trip. The streets got your babies cause you're full of that bullshit. You tell your kids drugs will fuck up their health. And you're geeking your goddamn self. But I won't blame it all on you. Your stupid ass teachers can suck my dick too. I walk around with a smirk. Fuck school, fuck curfew, fuck homework. That motherfucker damn cop. I never ride down the block without my gun being cop. You won't get a chance to slay me. I won't be an accident like Adam Delaney. So when you step out of line, I'm going for mine. D-O-A is how they pronounce you. No suspect, no motive, no clue. When you hold, say stop, I'll be damned by freeze. I truly believe my city's on the sea. They expect, yeah, they expect.
City Under Siege. Man, this song, they came out with this song, and let's take a quick look. That song came out in 1990. It is 2020. 30 years ago, right?
30, son.
And that song is as relevant today as it was the day it was released. Everything that they talked about in that song, this shit is still happening.
It's almost sad, dude. It's almost sad.
Well, it's also, I think, that people, and this is what I tell people, man, fuck the bullshit. You're going to get it real. You don't want to, see, that's the thing about America. Y'all don't want to hear people tell you the truth. You want to put Don Lemon on TV and have him talk about he smells weed around a bunch of brothers in Ferguson, but he don't smell the injustice in the air.
Ooh.
Okay, like Willie said. Now, you can get on live TV. The first thing you got to say in front of millions of people is, hey, somebody smoking weed? Instead of smelling the injustice in the air. So, yeah, America, you don't want to hear the truth. And that's why the Ghetto Boys are number one. Because they're the realest. And people talk about real and keeping it real. I'll tell you what. Willie D in his prime will knock out any rapper. Ask Melly Mel. Go look up the YouTube. Willie
D knocked him out?
Yeah, Willie D knocked Melly Mel out. Smooth the fuck out. Melly Mel and all to be posting up bodybuilding. He got knocked smooth the fuck out. Willie. You know, like, these dudes don't fuck around, man. And James Prince, you know, the guy who owns Rap-A-Lot, These cats do not fuck around. And I love the motto. It's all about respect. You treat people with respect and you do right by people and they gonna do right by you. It's really, like you said, grown man shit. And that's why I love the Ghetto Boys. Because they're telling people about grown man shit. And it's shit that you don't want to hear about, shit that people don't want to talk about, but it's the truth. And that's what America's afraid of. You know, put Brad Jordan on television and let him give him a talk show. You know, put Willie D on primetime. And I'm going to go ahead and say this to all these cats, the Young Turks and CNBC. Your guys' hearts in the right place because, you know, y'all want to be up here and y'all want to, you know, fight for niggas, but y'all don't want to put no real niggas on there with you. We don't need y'all to speak up for us. We got niggas that'll speak up for us. Put them niggas on.
Hey.
Sorry, does that offend you? Does that offend white? Does that offend white liberal America? I know y'all. Hey, all I'm saying is put some real niggas on. Ghetto Boys, my number one pick.
Hey, man, it's tough, man. I'm sitting here listening. And listen to the music, and it's hard, man. It's like, man, it's hard. It's just, you know, you can't argue that, man. So that's your perspective. And, you know, it's weird because a lot of people tell you I'm really into politics, and you think I would go down that avenue with right. Ghetto Boys. Because I would take Ghetto Boys. Who did I have over them? I had them at number
three. So you only had Tribe. Yeah, and that, you know, if they in Scarface would probably tell you he likes Tribe more than the Ghetto Boys. He loves Tribe, so you know.
Yeah, but nonetheless, yeah. But I'm just talking about my personality for me.
Yeah.
But man, I'm really into not to say they're not roots. They are, man. Nonetheless, my number one.
Yeah, you don't gotta justify that to nobody. You know, well, actually, you do. Yeah, you gotta justify it to the listeners, you know, by telling the people why. But yeah, I know who your number one is, so I'm like, dude, you got no problem.
Well, man, with
that.
So my number one is here's what they're independent, so similar to the Ghetto Boys.
Very much
and
so.
And they never had any, like, crossover success, you know, but also, when they were coming up, there was really never, you know, I say mine's playing, some of the Ghetto Boys stuff was a little over the top, so it got a little more attention, right? You know, when you're talking about Gangsta Love and stuff, you know, kids, 13-year-olds.
Yeah, they play, they think it's funny. Oh, yeah, you think it's funny. And I mean, that was the first thing. Yeah. When I first heard the album, before, you know, I got into, like, the political side of it, oh, yeah, I memorized Gangsta Love. So you go to school and talk shit in front of teachers and, try to act like you're, But then when you start listening to those other really important songs, it's like, damn. And I know where you're going because this group, they got that hook, but in a different way.
This group dropped in 98. So you're really getting into where rap really started. Mainstream rap really became non-existent. It started really becoming pop.
Yeah. They started dominating, like you said, the pop charts, and radio stations started changing their format into what they were calling, like, you know, top. You know, the top 40 kind of shifted, like you said, from pop to rap, and then it became like, kind of like what, prep. If you want to call it pop rap, prank.
Yeah, man, you got the Timberland era, the Missy.
I like Missy. Missy was doing her thing.
Yeah, but nonetheless, man.
But yeah, with Little C's and Puffy, the shiny suit era. Yeah.
Sure. Yes. And which is interesting because this is a West Coast LA group, and they were independent. They came out with the classic album, The Next Step. And people are like, what is he talking about? I don't get, well, fuck. You figure it out, motherfucker. I did. You can look it up, man.
And what are the names of these guys?
Hip hop and music spoon-fed through corporate America. You know, people are anti-corporate America, but fuck, it's corporate America that's fucking on the radio all the time.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
And feeding you this shit. Man, Beyonce don't got shit on no damn Janet Jackson, but every little single Beyonce has is fucking played. It's because she's got that clout like that. They push that stuff. So, so the next step, classic album, 1998.
And who are you talking about?
Question and form and answer. Classic album, man. You can research this shit. You'll be like, I've never heard of it. Well, look it up. And maybe you need to start listening to it. And then the third album, original soundtrack, OST. Classic album, man. And that's at least a three-album run. And you're like, well, how can something be classic? I never heard of it. Well, I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is, man. There's a lot of shit I listened to. I was 10, 15 years late on.
Yep.
It is what it is. Then they had Stepfather come out. Dope, dope-ass album. Then there's Highlighter. Then there's Fun DMC. There's all kinds of albums after that. Just, they stay in their lane. Classic West Coast. They didn't cuss a lot. They were independent. They were two MCs that never did anything outside of People Under the Stairs. A group. Both of them were producers. Both of them were labels. Both of them were MCs.
Back up a little bit from your mic because you're giving me a little static. Back up just a little bit from your microphone.
Man, I would think I'm just getting loud and emotional.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying the feedback. So back up a little bit. Back up.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, get off. Yeah, because there you go. But yeah, keep going.
And then they had 20 years in the game. And, you know, I know. And it's interesting because some people think, oh, man, I've never heard of them. Well, guess who?
Yo, pump that beat, man.
Everybody's trying to get that quick dollar in hip-hop.
Yeah, right here.
People upstairs, millionaires.
Yep.
Millionaires. 20 years in the game, man. Independent.
Grind it out.
And the last I post a lot of this stuff on Artist Lounge. Last album, Sincerely the P. Dope album, man. Still... They got, both of them are, Des One is more of a dynamic rhymer, you know, really can flow.
Yeah, well, I would say, what are the MC's names so people will know, like, what are the MC's
names? Des One and Double K.
Cool. Yeah, back up a little bit. Oh, snap. All right, everybody, we're back. Had a little technical difficulty, but we are back with you. We're counting down. Top 15 groups in hip hop all time. And my man Jay was going in on his number one group, People Under the Stairs. Jay, pick it up, baby.
Been listening 20 years, man, still dig them. I know I'll listen to them if I'm blessed enough to live 20 more years.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. 15 bucks. Yeah, I'm sneezing. COVID free though. Just from my group, man. I just feel them. I'm into roots hip hop. I look at them as a duo. I respect them. That they're tied together for life. Never made whack anything whack. Independent. West Coast. West Coast is actually my favorite coast music as far as what's been produced. But that's just it, man. Ain't nothing more to say, son.
All right, now, I picked a favorite of mine of the Ghetto Boys. You know, give me a favorite. What's a favorite of yours? And we'll let the people listen to it.
Well, man, I'll just go. My favorite's their first album, The Next Step. It's just one of those things where I love a lot of their music. I think a lot of their music is great. But when you think, oh, what's your favorite? I'm The Next Step, man. San Francisco Nights, Asshole, songs like that, man. It's stuff that resonates. You think, that was what, That came out in 1998, and I think I listened to it first time in 2000. So, man, you're talking about 20 years ago, man. So I was, 25 years old. And, you know, I left Missouri when I was, 22. So, you know, I was in that stage of my life where I was trying to figure out who I was. And I really, you know, to tell you, I wasn't really comfortable with mainstream hip-hop probably around 97, 98. And I was trying to find an outlet.
Right.
And so it just kind of connected with me because it wasn't vulgar, but it wasn't it wasn't plain, you know, it wasn't too like preachy. It was good. They have a lot of good West Coast, that LA feel good music, a lot of great samples, good funk samples, like South American samples, South American music, and so. It kind of really connected with me, and I just kept up with them since, and it's just something that I've been feeling.
Okay, I tell you what, I pulled up the Next Step album, so I'm thinking, do we want to go Next Step 2 or maybe Los Angeles Days?
Los Angeles Days is a dope track, man.
All right, here we go. Los Angeles Days. Actually, you know what, Jay? That's a longer track. It's about 6 minutes. You want to do it?
Go with that. You got that San Francisco Nights, man. That's their track that really, it's kind of pretty famous track.
All right, here we go. San Francisco Nights. Here we go. All right. We got San Francisco Nights, People Under the Stairs. Here we go. Do the knowledge. It's a rap.
All right, put my boy Gerard Lambert, turn me on to the stuff.
But these beats I blitz, the bass is hitting so hard that you'll see each skit. Well, check it out, make sure it doesn't happen again. I got my grip on it, so turn it up to volume 10.
Volume 10?
What? Like that brother from LA, Lord Radio and Hellbot. We be speaking through the bay, we all city like the mayor. You see my name, I'm more fresh hit than Creed Taylor. The deep for international ladies. Like a sailor.
Like a sailor, I get drunk and bust close to the beat. Like my man Jay, I feel the agony and defeat. It's up the chunks when the text step like we don't know.
We doing shows in San Francisco.
That's right, young brother. Got a hit for all you riders. Time to bless us up the track. We getting rid of the weather.
We put them in the back with the other tap and leave shit. Beats hit hard, make the trolley through Ollie. Old folks grab the collies and vacate the bay. See it naming all the light.
Yeah, smell the double kick. We getting wild for the night. We getting wild for the night. And it all went down. What? Rockin' shows for you and your crew. We rollin' blunts and doin' the do. And we doin' shows with a mic tech or what at one time. PUDS on the back for y'all coming through. We was drinking, smoking, or smoking, or drinking. Didn't think about the morning hangover, just didn't wanna be sober. Your radio, tell me how did you feel?
Like I'll never catch a DUI. Hit gas, you don't make a left, I'm off. Yo, Mr. Devil, can't hey,
hey, what's up?
Roll up the windows and spark your deal. Yo, you didn't have to ask twice. Walk on the top of the hill so we can beat the city like I'm on a war to a loop. A lot like I would drive. Do it at San Francisco, show like you would lie. CTI 7071, go by. Bring the drums like Harvey Mace Sun.
Don't try, better luck next time. Try to step to the beat. You in the bay, punk, I guess you ain't heard about LA.
Yo, Double K, time to have the easy week with the beat.
Yeah.
Joe's a San Francisco treat.
A San Francisco treat. Spice and rice, so roll it. Put it in your mouth and then run down the middle. Just like, boom, bony, homie.
Oh, you never rock the party. Real white ass crew gets called out. See, I play the Rod Roddy. Come on now.
I took the Southland pros from the concrete. Have you asked the questions from your head to your feet? You don't want to lose the shit that I'm offering. Say that he can't rock the city. Oh, measure for a car.
Very often we win. Yo, very seldom we lose. Spice rocking that motherfucking whole city.
One. Yo, rolling blunts and doing it too. Chilling with your girl and her crew. Scaring old people, still doing it, dude. Yeah. Make it collect calls into another area code. We mode. Yeah, we be the B1T. We be the man that's next and I be the Double K. And we ground it, down it.
That kind of, hey man, that, see, that was their shout out to San Francisco Bay Area. You know, that was kind of their song. I actually, when I first listened to them, I thought they were from the Bay. And I didn't realize they were from LA. So, and man, I ran into some kids that had, I live in Tennessee now, but they had, when they left high school, they went out to, hitchhiked and went out to San Francisco and did that scene, high school on Hay Street, that little scene there, and lived out there for a year or two, you know, got on dope and whatnot. But they came back to Tennessee, and I moved to Tennessee. And so I got introduced to all the West Coast music, a lot of that soul sides and people under the stairs. And to tell you the truth, that's when I really got into Cool Keith, too. It's kind of, you know, they're trying to help to find my direction in hip-hop, so.
Word up. All right, well.